Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And what a weekend of Gaelic games. Great crowds as well at the hurling, Darren.
Yeah, a massive weekend. I had a good flavour of myself. I was in Carrick and Shannon on Saturday and I was in Salthill yesterday. I know you were...
I was in Clonus.
You were in Clonus.
For my sins.
We'll get to that in a moment. I'm interested to hear your thoughts on one particular debating point at the very end. But let's start with the hurling. What a weekend in hurling. And we just go, we talk about the Munster Championship every year and we just wonder, you know, can it match last year? I think it's already surpassing it after one weekend. So Tipperary and Limerick drew 2.23 apiece in Thurles. That was the evening game. And then in Ennis a little bit earlier on, Clare came back from 12 points down to share the spoils with Cork. Have you ever seen anything like that? An incredible comeback. One of the great comebacks I think we've ever seen. Let's focus on that Tipperary performance first because I think it's significant because this time last year they were a shadow of the team that we saw yesterday. Liam Cahill has been talking to Martin Kiley about the result and the performance and he knows the side have a lot to do and they barely have time to enjoy this one. But here's what he had to say.
Said all along it's about championship and by God he turned up in spades today.
Yeah, we did, Martin. We're really, really proud. It was a typical Munster championship, wasn't it? End-to-end and two good teams. And, you know, please God now, over the next couple of weeks, that we'll stay consistent and try and get out of this this province, which is going to be fair difficult. But a good bit of navigation to do now. Have to turn the page fairly quick this evening and prepare for the cauldron that is Páirc Uí Chaoimh in 6 days' time.
4 or 5 months ago, just before Christmas, I was chatting you on the phone. You said one thing to me that I remember well. I'll be back on the pitch and I'll be working really hard with this team. You've done a lot of it.
It's credit to the players, Martin. Like we have the right players in the dressing room now, you know. Obviously, the door is always open, but we have a real good bunch of players that have showed massive bravery. You know, we were in a low place this time last year, and look, we're far from the finished article, but 4 championship debutants today, all under the age of 20. Like it's about, you know, future proofing this thing, but obviously trying to deliver silverware because obviously that's the currency in Tipperary.
Yeah, certainly high standards in Tip, but that was a great performance, I think, by all 4 teams in the championship. I'm looking at this table here this morning, actually, and you can see Clare, Cork, Tipperary and Limerick all on 1 point after the first round of games. And you could say it was a good weekend for Waterford because they didn't play at all. They'll open their campaign next week as they host Clare. Clare will head down to Waterford in great spirits after that comeback. 12 points, as I mentioned already, down. And somehow they found a way, they found the will, and they got the job done. David Reedy is with Mike McCartney.
I think we like to do it the hard way. Again, Cork are a super team and as you said, we're a resilient bunch, 12 points down, but we kept fighting and that's what we've been doing since Brian Tate took us over. But we'll keep doing it and we'll regroup. Have to go down to Waterford now next week, so we have to group fast and go again.
What was the team talk like at halftime?
I think you see what team talk was like when we came out very early. That says a lot. We just knew that the first half performance wasn't... That's not in the group, like, so we knew we had to do better. And we came out, we were looking then. Cork went down to 14, and again, lucky we got a result, so we have a point on the board.
Yeah, still very early days. I'm sure we're going to be talking up the hurling more and more, especially that Munster Championship on these Monday mornings. A lot less drama in the football in Salthill, but a clinical performance by Galway. They got the better of Roscommon. They book a place in the Connacht final. They'll meet Mayo and Castlebar on Sunday week. Rob Finnerty was man of the match. He scored 8 points, all but 2 of them coming from play. I spoke to him afterwards.
The most important thing was the performance and to get over the line, like, regardless of how we won it. But yeah, it's always nice to play well as well yourself on the day as well. So,
No Shane, no Damien, but you step up to the plate, 8 points, 6 of them from play. How are you feeling about your own performance, second game into this championship?
It's like obviously Shane and Damien are massive losses, but like I thought the 2 Matthews beside me as well were unreal today. Like Matthew Tierney in particular was on fire for a part of that first half, and I think that probably took a small bit of heat off me then. And then out of nowhere then they're probably putting a bit more pressure on him and then chances start to open up. So yeah, Shane and Damien are huge losses and we look forward to getting them back, but other lads are stepping up, so it's great.
A final one for me, big one, 2 weeks time, Mayo. It'll be back to the drawing board, won't it, and this will be forgotten.
Yeah, oh, of course, like we won't we won't think about this for too long. We'll recover tomorrow, whatever, and then review it on Tuesday, and then it's just all eyes on Mayo. We had a serious battle with them last year. Probably be no different this year at McHale Park.
Yeah, Mayo, I'd say, will feel the old Galway one for last year. Probably one that got away, Galway winning that one by a point. Let's talk about the game in the north now. Donegal held off a Monaghan comeback and book a place in the Ulster semi-final. Next up for them, they'll play Down actually next Sunday. But a bit of controversy, Audrey. I'd love to get your thoughts on this one at the very end, because there's a great photograph on the back of the Indo and the sports supplement, and it's by Philip Fitzpatrick from Sportfile, and Jack McCarron for Mayo, or for Monaghan, is right up into the face of David Coldrick, the referee.
He went straight over. I saw him. He wasn't
so
happy.
Basically, the backdrop to this was Donegal 2 points up, and the hooter goes, and the ball crosses the sideline. Now, it would have been some kick if they'd gotten it, a two-pointer, but it was an opportunity. But usually when the hooter sounds, you get one more play.
Okay, so then you let the play finish. Is
yes,
that the rule?
But I think there was confusion here, because the hooter went, I think they actually sounded the hooter first, but it wasn't audible to the crowd in Clonus.
I heard it.
So they put it out a second time moments later.
Okay.
And I think people are up in arms now. They should allow the sideline kick to be taken. So,
well, you know, whatever the rule is.
Is there a way back from Monaghan? That's
I think so. I mean, yeah. I think they did, you know, they had a bad first half. You know, Donegal had 3 wides in the whole game, whereas Monaghan had considerably more. But they did very well to get back into contention in the second half, I thought, you know. And there's a break coming up now because they lost yesterday. So I think they'll be happy.
Yeah, and Donegal are one of the favourites for the All-Ireland.
They're a super team. A strong bench as well. Mm. And Michael Murphy is just sublime to watch.
Unreal, isn't he? You know, a national treasure. In the rugby, the Irish women's team ran in 6 tries. They beat Wales 40 points to 14 in the Six Nations. Idel McMahon is the Irish captain.
I think the power game really up front showed, I suppose the Italy game, our backs were scoring left, right and centre. Maybe today was a bit more of a forwards game. And that was a scene how the game was playing out. So we had obviously, like every team, you plan for a couple of scenarios and then you see how that's working out. But, you know, the forwards put in an absolute shift and our kickers got us in the right places when we were able to convert. But I think, you know, winning away from home is always a hard one. So we're going to celebrate getting that second win on the road.
Yeah, massive victory for them. Liverpool move a step closer to the Premier League title. 1-0 win against Leicester. That win means they now have 3 points away from winning the title. It relegates Leicester. Arsenal 4-0 winners against Ipswich. Chelsea got the better of Fulham 2-1, and Manchester United lost 1-0 at home to Wolves. Celtic beat St Johnstone 5-0. They're into the Scottish Cup final. Adam Ida with a goal there. And finally, the Boyle Sports Irish Grand National at Ferry House gets underway later today. Huge, huge race. Lots of excitement around it. 5 o'clock start. You can follow the coverage on RTE2.